Hey friends, welcome back to Sowing the Seeds podcast. It's your host, Mia Jules, and this is episode 5. Today, we are talking about soulful friendships. We are cultivating depth in a surface level world. This is making and sustaining meaningful spiritual friendships. Okay, friendships. Yeah. They're beautiful, but they can be messy and disappointing and confusing and hard. And I've had so many seasons where I felt like I had like a million people surrounding me, but I still felt completely unseen and unknown. And then there's like random moments where someone says the exact thing that I've needed to hear or pray over me, and I didn't even ask them to, but I sit there and I'm like, wait, this is what a real friendship is supposed to feel like. And I'm sure we have all had a moment just like this one, and it is literally God speaking through the person, towards us and for us. So I want to talk about the soulful friendships, not just the surface level ones, not just when it's convenient, not someone you just go to lunch with or hang out with once. It's easy, but the kind of friendships that heal your soul and sit in your pain with you and lead you right back to Jesus are the most important. So if you have listened to the last few episodes, you know that I grew up with no friends, but when I was surrounded by people, whether it was in high school or in middle school, even though like, yeah, I wasn't friends with anybody, like just being surrounded by people, you are feeling unseen and unknown and you're like, why does everyone around me have friends? Or why does everyone have these good friendships? I can't find one solid friend in my life. Like, I struggled with that for so long. And there was a point where I was like, this is hopeless. I am never, ever gonna find a good, solid friendship. Like, there's no point in even trying anymore because I'm constantly going through the same circumstances and being stuck with the same friends that are just friends with me for convenience. So that was a roller coaster of emotions for the longest time, because even in high school I would constantly try being friends with different people. I would try outside of school, and I just could never find anyone who sustained, you know, what I needed them to, or brought to the table what I needed them to. And it took such a long time to find a solid group of friends, especially ones that honored God. Or there would be times where I hung out with people and I would constantly come home and I would just feel empty. I would feel drained. I would feel like I didn't get anything, you know, great out of it. It wasn't anything that was benefiting me in any sort of way. And in those moments, you know, those moments taught me that a spiritual friendship isn't optional. Like, it is vital. It is a vital part of living and being and, you know, being a Christian. So let's go through how to find them, how to keep them, and how to be that kind of friend for someone else. We're also going to touch on what the Bible says about having friendships that are actually honoring God and that don't leave you feeling empty. All right, y'all, how about fake friendships? The laughs and the good times, but when life gets harder, they're nowhere to be found. And you can only find them when it's convenient for them and not you. Or they're constantly using you or talking behind your back. Like, those are the friendships you don't want to have. Like, those are not going to sustain a good life for you. Those are not a good foundation for friendships. And if you're currently experiencing anything like that, the best thing you can do is silently walk away from the situation, because there is no point in keeping a friendship if it is not honoring God. Like a friendship where you're going through something and these people post about you, but they never pray for you. Like, you don't want that anymore. Like, you want the depth and you want a soul talk. You know, you want Jesus at the center. And if you're here listening today, then you definitely know it's true. And it is clearly a sign from God. If you're hanging out with people and you're feeling like you're left empty after hanging out with them, you know? Or you feel like they don't truly know you. Like, okay, we hang out and we talk, but like no one's checking in on my heart or how you're doing. Like, and you realize, like, I don't miss any connection. I miss the true intimacy, the kind of soulful, God-given friendship can bring to my life, you know? So, like, why is it so hard to find a genuine, soulful friendship? Like, the people that stay, the ones who show up when life is messy, not when it's just convenient, you know? I think a lot of us are asking that, like, silently. So let's just figure out why soulful spiritual friendships are rare and how we can stop settling for shallow friendships. I mean, look at John 15. Jesus and his disciples, Jesus calls them friends, not just servants. I mean, he would wash their feet and he would have humility for their friendship, and he loved them until the very end. He redefined the meaning of friendship, and it's not power or perfection or popularity. It's service and love and the presence in one another's lives and Christ right at the center. The best friendships are not built on shared hobbies. They are built on a shared hunger for Jesus. If your soul is longing for something more, something better, something, a connection, a longing, you know? Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. You're probably thinking, where are these soulful friendships? Where are these people? Like, how do I even find these types of people? During a lot of my moments in life, praying specifically to God and asking him to send me spirit-filled friendships, ones that reflect him and don't leave me empty, they bring me closer to him. It's also being a model of exactly what you are praying for. Like, if I want to have deep friends, I've got to be a deep friend, you know? You have to look in the most unlikely of places. Sometimes they may not be the loud ones in the room. They may be quiet, you know? That quiet person in your Bible study or at the picnic, you know, your coworker who has a calm presence. And if you're asking yourself, how should I sustain soulful friendships? You have to communicate intentionally. You have to speak life over them, forgive them and love them, and keep Christ at the center. Why is it worth it to have soulful friendships instead of worldly friendships? I mean, it's not always easy, but it is 100% worth it. Having friends who see your soul and still choose you every single day, who love Jesus and love you deeply, it is one of the greatest gifts ever. John 15:12-15. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. I have called you friends. Jesus is literally modeling what a real friendship looks like. It's sacrificial, and it's steady, and it's soulful. You're not, like, seeing this podcast episode by accident. It's intentional. God is so, so intentional. This isn't just another episode. This is for the person who's been smiling around all week at people, but you go home feeling spiritually empty. This is for a person who has been praying, like, God, send me someone who really sees me as I am, because I'm tired of pouring into people who don't pour back. You don't want to pour into someone's cup and empty your own, because you're left feeling empty. You're left empty, completely empty. And that's not how a friendship should be. That's not even a friendship. Maybe you're a strong friend. Maybe you're the listener or the one who gives advice. You pray for everyone else. You show up every time. But when life hits you, you don't even know who to call. You know, I've been there. I've lived that. But I've also experienced the absolute beauty of when God sends someone or builds someone into your life who knows how to sit in your darkness and not be afraid of it, who wants to help you through it, who jumps in that hole with you and drags you out of it and leads you right back to God. Every single friendship falls into one of three categories: assignment, alignment, or distraction. Assignment. You're there to love, and lead and help them, but you're not necessarily, you know, deeply connected. In alignment, you walk side by side, you're mutually sharpened, like Jonathan and David. Or distraction, they pull you away from who God is calling you to be, even if it seems harmless. There's wisdom, you know, in knowing which friend is which. And you have to love them all. And you have to not give them all the same exact access to who you are and who you're becoming and what you are comfortable with. Some of us are healing from friendships that ended without closure. I've been there. I've gone through that, you know? And some of us are waiting for the friend who prays with us, not just over us. Or some of you are keeping quiet because every time you've opened up, someone used it against you. And some of you, if we're honest, we have been the surface friend because depth has scared us away. I mean, wherever you fall, there's grace there. There is growth. And this space is a safe space for you. You know, friends, if you are craving depth in friendships, you're not crazy. You were created for connection, and that goes beyond just convenience or conversation. You were designed for community that doesn't hype you up, but it holds you accountable. I mean, you were built for friendships that sharpen you and heal you, that sit with you in the silence and in the darkness, and they pull you right back to God. I hope you stop settling for the shallowness in the worldly friendships. I mean, you should learn to give soul deep love and receive it right back through a friendship. And never forget that Jesus was the most spiritual person to ever walk this earth, and he didn't walk alone. Friends, if you stayed this long, share this episode with a friend who loves you just like they loved Jesus. And start a journal entry this week and have the title be, "What kind of friend am I being in this season?" Thank you so much if you'd stayed this long. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You are not here on accident. You are not hearing this by accident. This is all intention, straight from God. And I hope you have a wonderful week. I will see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.